In the 1980s, a young man from Hollywood, Florida, by the name of Edward Sterley, created a dance that was premiered by one of the country's most respected companies, the Joffrey Ballet. Sterley's Lacrimosa was a response to the AIDS crisis and stands as its creator's own requiem. He died at the age of 23, just 3 days after the world premiere of Empyrean Dances, his other ballet for the Joffrey. Sterley had been ill with AIDS. The company Dance Now Miami is reviving Lacrimosa with a performance on Monday in Miami Beach. Alicia Zuckerman from Here and Now contributor WLRN has the story.
How do you leave the people you know? How do you accept death?
And so when pretty big question these dancers on, from Dance Now Miami are being asked to contemplate during rehearsal.
It's on the beat, in front, almost in front of the beat. He knew he had to do something, right?
And the person talking to them is Rosemary Wharton, and she's talking about a ballet choreographed by her little brother Eddie. Edward Sterley was 18 when he started working on this ballet. Within the year, he'd tested positive for HIV. It was the 1980s, and the dance became a response to the AIDS crisis. The name of the ballet is Lacrimosa. It means weeping or mourning. Sterley was a dancer with the Joffrey Ballet, one of the elite American dance companies. The company premiered his piece.
So the ballet is acceptance. You know, even as he passed, he would say, life goes on, keep moving, keep going. So just when you dance the work, you know that.
Sterley's parents are here, too, Bill and Rose. Bill says to call them Pop. They're 88 and 85. Before rehearsal, Pop handed out presents to each dancer, a gift-wrapped copy of a biography about Edward Sterley. Each one came with a card written by Sterley's mom. She's had a couple of strokes, so writing them took some effort. Lacrimosa is set to Mozart's Requiem. Sterley knew he was dying when he was making this dance. A dancer representing Sterley is circled by other dancers. He falls, and he's picked up, and he's dragged. And at the center of this dance is a pas de deux, a duet with a woman, somebody he's going to be leaving behind. In the corner, a looming figure looks on, death. Sterley grew up dancing tap and jazz with his big sister, Rosemary. His dad says then he started talking about ballet.
Eddie wanted to be a dancer. I said, no, ballet, what are you, crazy?
His dad is on the verge of tears remembering this. For 50 years, he was the maintenance man at Chaminade, the all-boys Catholic school in Hollywood, Florida. His mom ran the lunchroom at Madonna, the girls' school. Rosemary convinced her parents to let her brother take ballet classes. The teacher was in Hialeah.
I knew she lived in Hialeah, and I'm thinking, man, that's far from my... What about the gas? Oh, my God.
Rose got another job cleaning their church.
So that $25 went into the gas tank to get Eddie to Hialeah.
Pop started going with his son to competitions. People used to tell Sterley he was too small for ballet. Once, Pop says, somebody doubted Sterley could even lift his dance partner.
And then Eddie picked this girl up, walked around the room with her over his head, brought her over to the guy, and set her right down in front of the guy, and smiled and walked away.
Sterley's parents say watching this rehearsal in this studio at the Little Haiti Cultural Center is like having Eddie back in the room with them. After Sterley died, his father spent 2 years traveling around the country, talking at schools and colleges and dance companies about AIDS and how people could keep themselves safe.
It's still forefront in our lives, and it's got to be addressed. That's all there is to it.
Especially here. Miami-Dade and Broward counties have some of the highest rates of new HIV cases in the country. One of the directors of Dance Now Miami is Hannah Baumgarten.
Because survival is possible, people are forgetting that it's something that does need to still be faced.
Like, I had friends who have been completely healthy, dancing in the studio 1 minute.
Anthony Velasquez has danced the lead role, a representation of Edward.
And then withering away the next minute.
When the Joffrey Ballet performed Lacrimosa in Los Angeles, Sterley told the LA Times he didn't yet consider himself a choreographer. I consider myself a dancer who's being creative, he said. In 10 years, if I'm still creating and crafting, then I'll call myself a choreographer. Less than a year later, Edward Sterley died from AIDS, 3 days after the premiere of his second ballet. He had just turned 23. Lacrimosa has been performed for 26 years. For Here and Now, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Edward Sterling's Lacrimosa will be on stage Monday night at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Robin is back on Monday. This is Here and Now.